At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Today, from the new movie Unfrosted, actress and comedian Sarah Cooper's here. Plus, home design tips from HGTV's farmhouse fixer, Jonathan Knight. And it's college decision season. One student's emotional reaction to her dream college letter has gone viral, and we're talking about it.
From Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, so get up, it's Today with Hoda
and Jenna.
It all starts
right now.
Let's go. Hey, guys. It is Tuesday, the 23rd day of April. We are happy that you are here.
How beautiful is it here in New York City?
Sunny. Sunsplash.
Sunny.
Sunsplash
and
day.
Spring-like.
Spring-like. You feel it, a spring in your step.
Oh, we just heard some yelling going on. And
yeah.
We
lot,
were like, where
lot
are we?
Going on.
What's happening?
A
but here we are.
On. Anyway,
we're
here we are.
Paying attention.
It's good to see you.
You had a great afternoon yesterday.
I did.
Tell us.
There was a long story that led up to this great afternoon.
So there was some hardship and some wonder.
It happens.
That's
it happens. But it ended up at this place called the Prudential Center that's in Newark. And there were a group of young people who were there, and they were from the ages of 14 to the ages of like 19.
Cool.
They were hand selected among thousands of people across the country and around the world as the most innovative young people who are making change.
Wow.
So all these kids, a 14-year-old kid, an 18, a 16-year-old kid, and they're all doing things to make life better, whether it's for climate change or whether it's because they feel like that there's financial insecurity and they want to help. They are solution oriented. So, you know, when you go, I went to this event and I just literally stood there and looked at them from the stage. I didn't want to say anything. I was like, you know, when you look at someone, you're like, I'm getting filled up just by knowing
yes.
you exist. To know that there are young people who are like this, who at that age know who they are
yeah.
and what they want to do. One kid asked a question. He said, you know what? How will you, how do you describe, how do you help someone pursue their dreams? I said, well, stand up. I said, what is your name? My name is Sawan. Sawan. I would say, meet Sawan.
Mm.
Look at this young man. He has taken an idea that he can't sleep because he has to do it. You know, it's like
yes.
grown-ups. I said there are people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s who don't know what that button is yet.
Yeah.
These kids from personal experience have already felt it. One guy wants to make schools safer because he was in that kind of a situation in a school. So they all have
also,
ways.
Also, you know what? It's so interesting is yeah. that I feel like we sometimes just read, you know, the headlines
yeah.
are sometimes the most negative.
Yes. Yes.
And what you witness,
yes.
which is what like probably teachers and librarians
yes.
witness every day, is that there are so many young people that are killing it.
They're killing it.
Killing it.
And by the way, their parents were there. And I wondered, like, do the parents drill on them? You're like, you got to do this. You got to do this. What the common thread was
yeah.
that these parents let their child find their thing.
Totally.
And the kid can't stop. They don't need to be spoken to. Do it, do
no.
it, do it. They just got up and did it.
Yes.
And I was, I woke up this morning and I literally thought about them. And I was like, okay. Like, my heart rests. They exist. They're here. And this next generation that's coming up with
yes.
all the weirdness that's
yes.
happening now,
yes.
you could just fill them like a bulldozer.
They're not going to take it.
Get rid of
They're
all that.
They're not going to take
yes.
it.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I was so pumped.
That.
Yeah, I was really pumped.
Okay, well, speaking of teens, it's graduation season.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting there already.
Yes.
Middle of April or mid
this
end
is
of
that
April.
Time. Isn't it when high school kids get that?
Yes. Do you
text,
remember?
Email. Oh, I remember.
I mean, ours was via the post office.
And you knew right away when you opened the mailbox and you got a thin, flimsy
yeah.
letter from William and Mary. That was not to be.
This feels like it's coming from some deep inside personal experience.
Yeah, but you knew when you did not get in.
Yes.
I mean, you applied and you were like, and all your friends were like, I got in.
Yes.
I made a decision.
Yes. And the
did you get in?
No.
Mine was thin. We're sorry, fill in the blank. You did not make it.
But by the way, it's a rite of passage, and it happens
To all of us.
To almost everybody except for my sister, Barbara Bush, who missed one math problem on her SAT.
She did?
And therefore got into every school she applied to. And no, it's not a problem. No problem.
No, you don't feel any.
No. There was no issues. Anyway, but so it does happen to everybody. And there's this trend, of course, of posting all the acceptance.
But there is one young woman named Nicole Aleno who decided that she was going to post also a rejection, not getting in, because that's also part of life. Oh. She wanted to go to UCLA.
First of all,
no
little
one gets
brother
in.
Who hugs her from behind, don't you love him and her parents? It's so sweet.
By the
sweet.
Way, almost no one can get into UCLA.
No, it's
she
hard to get
feel
into.
Bad.
Very
I mean,
hard.
It's really hard. But that video got 50 million views because you know what? That's life.
Yes.
That's life.
Yes.
And the thing that she, I think, that she's going to see 10, 15 years from now when she looks back at that video, she will find out, I think, that she wound up in a college that was meant for her.
Totally.
That is going to pave the way for whatever greatness that's going to come in her life. I mean, think about if I had gotten into William & Mary, which I didn't, and I didn't get into James Madison, which is another college I wanted to go to, which I didn't.
JMU?
Yeah. Yeah. But I got into Virginia Tech.
You
which
were so
I
happy
was
to go
so
there.
Great. Oh, my God. Are you kidding? I was grateful. But without that path, I wouldn't have
who
met
knows
all the
what
people
would have
who put, yeah, so I think you'll find like the rejection isn't always that. Like it is and it hurts.
Well, and you know, sometimes these little things that do feel like rejections are actually gifts because they put you exactly where you're supposed to be.
Do you know the song Broken Road?
Do you know the song Unanswered Prayers?
Yes.
By Garth Brooks?
Yes. But you know what? The one I'm talking about is by, do you know the one?
Yes.
Who sings it?
Rascal Flatts.
Rascal Flatts. Every light I missed, you know, the yellow light. You know, all the broken roads led me straight to you.
And that's, sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember that one? Unanswered prayers?
Oh, yes.
Okay, you guys, we have another announcement.
A very exciting spring announcement. It's time for our
spring drop.
Boom.
Look at this.
Okay, let me unhook this for us.
Let's
you guys, this is so what we got. By the way, y'all, we have got new merch. Everybody loves merch. Oh, these babies are fresh off the presses.
Soft.
Wait.
Today, Hoda and Jenna.
Soft, cozy.
Look at this one.
Oh, I love that.
Don't you want to work out in this t-shirt? Today, with Hoda and Jenna.
Oh,
and they match our mugs.
Oh, my God. And they're soft and cozy and sweet.
Oh, look. Oh. And everybody's wearing them.
Oh, my God. Everybody's wearing them. How cute.
Okay. Well,
I love those.
Our new crew neck t-shirt and sweatshirt are available.
Yeah.
You can shop in person at the Shop at NBC Studios in New York if you're ever here. Come see us. Head to NBCstore.com.
Yeah. Come. Scan the QR code and it'll take you there, right where you need to be.
Okay, coming up next, y'all. Remember when we said Mama's done?
Well, a lot of you related, and now it's your turn to vent. Coming up after this.
I think I'm going to have to do something about this.
At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Alpha 1-9er, commence Wi-Fi device checklist.
Laptops on. TVs streaming. Game console consoling. Smart thermostat set for cuddle time. Doorbell camera. Oh, my package is here.
Fast, reliable, able to power tons of devices inside your home at once.
All systems go. You are clear for takeoff.
This is Xfinity Internet, Wi-Fi built to wow. And watch the short film, The Aviators, now playing at Xfinity.com. Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
I think we need to make a Mama is Done list.
Okay, I'm ready.
Of things that we're never doing again.
Okay. Mama is done.
Go big with parties.
Mama's yeah, big
done.
Parties done. Mama's done when you're begging to stay up late. The answer is no. Mama's done. Not even 5 minutes late.
Done. No, no, no.
Keep
Guess
going.
When the bedtime is? 6:22, kids. No. Guess what else Mama is done with?
What?
Mama is done with ungrateful behavior.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Wow. Turns out we were really passionate last week.
We were really ticked.
Yeah. We went off. We vented a little bit about things that we've had. As women.
Well, what we loved is you guys related, and we got a huge response, so we decided that this needed its own segment, and it's called
Mama's Done.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Okay, so our team, they sifted through all the comments online, and they picked some of their favorites. Okay.
So here they are. First one. Kaneen wrote this. I'm done with party favors. The party is the favor. We as moms need to unite against the junk bag or the cookie on the way out the door. Just have the party and go home.
Yeah.
Mama's done. The goodie bags. No.
By the way, think about how much better our environment would be if we didn't get all those plastic rings.
Right. And things that your kid looks at for 1 second.
A Slinky that breaks on
right.
the way home.
I know the one.
Yeah, you know the
one. The little one.
We're done.
Okay, next.
Okay, the next one. Amazing Ada wrote on Instagram, this mama's done with, what are my other options for dinner? Other options include starvation with a side of hunger and good night.
Ada! We love you. Wait, that is so, by the way, you know, when they're like, I don't like it.
I know.
You're like, you asked for it.
There's nothing.
You said you wanted it.
There's nothing that after you've
and
already
then,
made.
And how about this? I never said that.
That's gaslighting.
Yes, you did.
That's gaslighting.
We're doing hamburgers and veggies because you said hamburgers.
Yes.
I didn't know I didn't. I wanted crunchy fish. Well, we don't have it. I saw it in the freezer.
Ooh.
How about when you start playing that game?
That's what we call manipulation.
Yes.
And we don't stand for it.
Mama's done with
We're
that.
Done.
All right. Antonia wrote what she's done with. Spirit weeks. They are clearly the work of the devil. Make an end. No, my two-year-old has no interest in dressing up as her favorite decade. She's two. Yes, 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 yes,
but
yes.
I kind of like a spirit week when it's just like the school clothes,
no, no,
colors.
But that's one thing. Your favorite decade?
Yeah.
Your child, my kid was looking for, I still remember, I need sunglasses. I go, we don't have those
what
right
now. What did
they
want it for?
Because it was supposed to be a decade, and one of the friends said
you've
it
had
was,
your dresses a
yes,
decade?
Yes, they do decades. 60, 70, 80, whatever, 90, whatever.
Yeah, no, themes need to start when the kids themselves
can pick their own.
Understand what a theme even is.
I love
lastly.
It. I love it all.
Okay, Penny wrote this.
What?
Mama's done paying for your 4 a.m. Ubers back to
Ooh.
Campus from the frat house. It just gets spicier, ladies. Just wait.
Wait, what?
No, why would she tell us that? Penny, in why?
Penny, I'm sorry. I do think you got to pay for the Uber, don't you?
Well, yeah, but I don't want to know.
What are you going to do?
He's going to have to walk. No, but what I'm scared about is just that she told us what we have to not
look forward to. At 4 a.m. we're going to get a little hit on our Uber thing.
Yeah, and I'm sure she's not done.
She is not done, but we are. We're done.
We're done-ish.
By the way, we want more of these, y'all. This is so good. You know what I'm done with? The little tiny slices of pizza at the kid birthday party when they're like, do y'all want a slice? And I'm like this, no, I don't. Because I most of my meals on the weekends are those.
No, I know.
Do you know what
but
I mean?
You know what? I've been done with for a long time, and
what?
This would just save you.
What?
Birthday parties entirely. If my little one, and I don't tell him, because all of y'all have been ratting on me for the crib and other things. Don't know that it was Henry Glazier's birthday party? It ain't gonna kill him.
Oh, missing other kids' birthday parties.
He didn't know. And I forgot, too. Sorry, Mrs. Glazier. But I'm just saying, he don't know. He four. He don't know that a birthday party's happening.
See, I had that philosophy up until in preschool when they say, we had so much fun at Gabe's party. And then Hope goes, what party? That's when you know.
Oh, you got shamed.
You got shamed. Because they're going to talk about it because it's an event.
Yeah, but he's four and he still don't know.
Okay. If you want to tell us what you're done with, go to our Instagram page, Hoda and Jenna. Please leave a comment.
We're having loving so this. Much fun. Okay, coming up next, y'all, she never gave up on her Hollywood dreams. Now she's starring along some comedy icons.
Sarah Cooper's going to tell us all about her new movie. It's called Unfrosted. After this, I can only see one thing. She probably... Sarah Cooper, she's an actress, a comedian, a best-selling author who quit her corporate job 10 years ago, and she chased her dreams.
Yeah, and it was worth it because now she's starring opposite a comedy legend, Jerry Seinfeld, in the new Netflix movie, Unfrosted. It's a humorous take on the breakfast wars between Kellogg's and Post in the 1960s.
Sarah! It's like you two are meant to work together.
Where is my Academy Award? I mean, where is it? I'm what? So excited. How cute are we? Are we not the cutest?
The cutest.
The cutest.
Wait, look at this picture of the two of you.
I love this picture so much.
Can we talk about your history? First of all, this is your first movie. It happens to be a movie with Jerry Seinfeld and other comedy legends like Amy Schumer and Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, so many more.
Hugh Grant.
So this is your first movie.
Yeah.
You've been doing a lot of acting and things before, but your first real movie. How did you get into this field? Because you dumped a corporate job, which I'm sure your parents were mad about.
Yeah, they were mad.
And you went down this road.
Yeah, I mean, it was something I always wanted to do. At first, I just wanted to be a singer. You know what happened is I was 6 years old. I was on my stairs and I heard my parents talking about me.
Yeah.
And it made me feel really good. I was like going viral amongst my parents, you know? And I was like, oh, that feels good. And I think that was the first inkling of just like, oh, I want to be in the public space. I want people to talk about me. I want to be famous. I want to do all this stuff. And so singing, I couldn't sing. So then I wanted to act. And I just always loved, like in my family, I was kind of the comic relief of the family.
Oh, look,
so that was
how cute
kind of,
you are.
Yeah, you know, banana clip.
Oh, so
there you go.
Okay, so, and you, as Hoda said, you were working at Google.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's tough when you're good at everything.
Yeah, it is.
You can do whatever. So then you have to really choose, like, what do you want to do since you're so
I mean,
good.
You were managing a team.
A team of people at Google Docs. Yeah, and not far from here in Chelsea.
When you called your parents to say, hey, this is a good job I have, but I'm going to give it up and try for something better.
Yeah.
What'd they say?
They said, you're moving home. No. they were shocked, but they were supportive. Plus, you know, when I quit, my boss was like, you can always come back. Mm. So it was like, it was almost a bigger risk to not try, you know, than to try. So I gave it a shot. I was married at the time. And so my husband was also very supportive of me. It's hard to do it on your own.
Yeah.
Really hard to do it on your own. Yeah. I tried before to do it on my own and failed. So that was great. And I really just loved writing. I love making people laugh.
When was the first time that you knew you had made it, that the choice was right?
It's now.
Right now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Whoa. I mean, actually, no. I really haven't. Never feel like you make it. You never feel
but
like it, right?
But you're
like, okay, I made the right decision.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. No, I feel like I made the right decision. Although, you know, I as a joke, I said to my mom recently, like, I think I'm going to go back to Google. And I thought she would be like, Sarah, no, you should stay. You should do. She was like, you're going back to Google. That's great. She was so excited. And I was like, Mom, I'm joking. She's like, oh, okay. So, you know, they're Jamaican immigrants. They still want me to have that secure job.
Corporate job. 401k.
Yes. You know, the mortgage. That's their idea of success.
Yes.
Mine is following my dreams, which is weird because the American dream is about finding what it is that you want to do.
Totally.
You know? So
We loved looking at this contract that you actually wrote.
Yeah.
Your own contract.
Yes.
I think it was in 1995.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Here it reads that basically you're going to give it your all for 10 years or until you decide you don't want to do it anymore.
I was kind of a drama queen. I mean, I was like really melodramatic. I got my sister Charmaine to come over and witness it for me because I heard that's something that you should do. I think I was pretty close to asking her to do a blood contract and like actually bleed on it. But I was like, Charmaine, I've got to make this commitment to myself. And I did. And they're all watching right now. So I just want to say hi to all of them. Charmaine, Rachel, George, Ryan, Tyler, Susie, Mom, Dad. Like they are such fans. They're actually more excited about me doing this than the Jerry Seinfeld movie.
How many siblings do you have?
I have one older brother and two older sisters.
They got to be so proud of you.
Yeah, they're so happy. I mean, my sister is a nurse, and she said, you know, they were doing this thing around the table where it's like, tell us something interesting about you. And she said, my sister, Sarah Cooper. I mean, it was just so sweet. It's amazing.
That is
Well, we've been such fans of yours
from the beginning
for a long time.
Thank you so much.
But this is incredible.
Thank you.
We're so proud of you. And Unfrosted hits Netflix on May 3rd. And the man behind the movie, Jerry Seinfeld, will actually be here tomorrow. So, Sarah, you might have to sleep over. Sarah loves him.
Sarah will be here. Coming up next, HGTV's farmhouse fixer, Jonathan Knight. He's going to show us some DIY projects and dish on his reunion tour with New Kids on the Block. That's coming up after this.
You're so amazing. Thank you. We are back now with New Kids on the Block star Jonathan Knight. And these days, he's hanging tough, get that, on the hit HGTV show Farmhouse Fixer.
Jonathan, if someone would have said to you 10 years ago, hey, guess what? You're going to be married and you're going to have your own HGTV show. Would you be like, you got to be kidding me?
And doing crafts with you guys.
Yeah. So how would you feel? How would you have felt?
Yeah, it's been quite a ride.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's season 3 of Farmhouse Fixer. It actually drops tonight.
Tonight.
Okay, we want to see a picture of a house that you actually renovated. Mm-hmm. This is a farm that you renovated. Is that right? Let's see.
It might be my house. Let's see.
Oh, let's see.
That is my house.
Wow. Amazing.
So that was a house that has been in my family for a long time.
Cool. And beautiful.
We picked it up and moved it across the street.
Wait, what?
Because right now me and my husband are building a new house on the property and they would only allow one house. My little goat.
Look at your goat. Idyllic.
All right. Okay. Let's talk about these.
Yeah, so these are Kokodama balls.
Kokodama.
It's Japanese for moss ball.
Okay.
And they're super easy to make. I actually have a bunch of these in my shower.
Okay. Wow. In your shower?
So, yeah, as you can see, you can hang them up. You can.
This is what they look like at the end.
You could put them in pots.
So indoor, outdoor?
Really fun. I mean, if they're in a shaded location, you can put them outside because you don't want them to dry out.
Oh, okay.
So show us how you make one.
So you can take, shady plants are preferable. You grab a little piece of moss.
So can you just buy this moss from somewhere?
Absolutely. Okay. Or you can go out in the woods like I do and get real moss.
Yeah, I love that.
So you're just going to take your moss ball, which is peat moss and clay. That helps retain a lot of moisture. And you're going to break it in half.
Oh, break it in half.
But mine's in half. Be careful not to lose the shape.
Okay.
Mine broke too.
Okay.
I'm under pressure now.
No, it's okay. And then what do we do? We put this in the middle?
Oh, so you're going to take it out of the thing. Thank you.
You take the plant.
Out of the thing. Okay.
When you're not rushed, it's a lot easier.
It's easier. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll just squish it together.
And you kind of just.
Oh,
let's
look.
Just.
We
you
did
just
it.
Get in there, get your hands dirty.
And then you kind of tie it up, right?
With twine or with
And then
like,
you can use fishing line.
Yeah.
You can use like different color strings.
Cool.
I like the jute.
Yeah, that looks pretty. And then you tie it up.
Tie it up.
And you just.
Okay.
No, you're doing great.
So rushed.
You're
pressure.
Doing great.
Oh, we get it. We tie it up.
You take it like that. You start at the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're just going to wrap
it around. It.
How cool is that?
All right.
Wrap it around. Tie it in a knot.
Yeah.
It's all right. You don't have to complain.
Didn't go out that great.
Understand.
No, but we see. That looks perfect. And we have all of these that you've shown us. These are hanging in the house.
All right. Tell us about our next project. This is a butterfly sanctuary?
Yeah. So this season, there's a couple. They don't really have a backyard. And, the butterflies are declining.
Yeah.
So I design something that can go, it can go on a terrace in New York.
Yeah.
It can go outside your window.
Beautiful.
And I just planted theirs with different nectar.
Yeah. Things that you know that butterflies will be attracted to. Yeah.
Hummingbirds will come to this.
How beautiful. I love that. So do you just research online, like, what are monarchs or other butterflies attracted to? What type of plants? Okay, cool.
I mean, anything that's rich in nectar, they'll be attracted to.
Okay.
Cool. That would be beautiful for kids to see when they all come flocking around.
Super cool. Okay, and so you just dig in.
You know what you do?
You dig in.
And you're going on tour.
Yes, tell us about that.
Tour. This has been the busiest year of my whole life.
Yeah.
I did three HGTV shows.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll have 2 weeks off, and then we're doing the Magic Summer Tour this summer.
How fun.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yes.
Look at your crew.
By the way,
whenever my mom sees those signs on the plaza and KOTB, she was like, they like you. I go, that's not for me. Okay? It's new kids on the block. That's what she always thought.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. Thank you, Jonathan.
All right. The new season of The Farmhouse Fixer premieres tonight on HGTV, streaming on Max.
Coming up next, how do you keep that glow going during all your workouts? Guess who we're gonna ask? Our girl Allie. Thank you, Jonathan.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS. Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jenna Bush Hager from Today with Hoda and Jenna and the Read with Jenna Book Club. There's nothing I love more than sharing my favorite reads with all of you, except maybe talking to the exceptional authors behind these stories. And that's what I'll be doing on my podcast, Read with Jenna. I'll be introducing you to some of my favorite writers. These conversations will leave you feeling inspired and entertained.
To start listening, just search Read with Jenna wherever you get your podcasts.
Now to our series with love and a special edition of Ask Allie Anything.
I'm pretty sure that nobody gets asked more questions about her style, her wellness, her glam than today contributor Allie Love. So she's here with some answers for all of us.
Okay.
For all of us.
And I'm excited to be here. I love this segment so much.
Okay. All right. Well, Andrea's got our first question.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi. What's your question?
So I love your glam workout. So your workout glam. So I would like to wear makeup, some light makeup for the gym as well. What do you recommend?
Oh, good question.
So I hear this all the time. It's like, oh, you shouldn't wear makeup when you work out. Sometimes going to the gym can be a little stressful because you don't want to just like roll out of bed. In terms of tips, I always go with a bronzer or a highlighter. So can I demonstrate on you, Andrea?
Yes, please.
So something that's a little shimmery, gives you a little contour. This is one of them. Another product that I love, is so great. This one, it's giving you a little shine. It's easy to put on. It's a little bit of a shimmer. So you see the difference here, right? It's a little bit of shimmer. You'll get your color.
Beautiful.
Get a little shine. It's not heavy. No powder.
Cake goes
in your mouth, not on your face.
Do you use this all over your face?
I do. I put this all over my face.
And what is this called? Sun Glow?
Yeah, Sun Glow.
And then there's Star Glow.
Yes. And then Rare Beauty, also Selena Gomez. Same thing. It's a little bit of a bronzer. Another thing that's great, Super Goop, who I love so much, just came out with tinted moisturizer. So let's say instead of Andrea going out to the gym, she's going outside for a run.
Yes.
This one has SPF.
Great
and
idea.
Come out with tinted.
Smart.
Great. I also am a lash girl. If you like lashes, I love the Yves Saint Laurent. It's a little pretty penny, but it lasts a very long time.
Are you wearing right now?
I am. No. You know what I'm wearing? I love lash extensions. That's what I'm saying. I'm a lash girl in terms of lash extensions, so I go get them done every month.
You do?
Yeah, and then if not, I do like
a little mascara.
Yes, a little mascara.
Love it.
Thank you, Andrea.
Her makeup looks great.
She did. Okay. Right. Next up is Michelle, who loves a good workout. Michelle, what would you like to ask Allie?
Hi, Allie. So I usually skip breakfast. Mm-hmm. I only have some coffee. Do you recommend skipping breakfast?
So I don't recommend it, but I do it often. I'm going to be honest here. Yes. Breakfast is not always your friend. You may not always have the time. But I figured out two go-to breakfasts that work for me when I need it. A sweet and a savory. This one is a mango chia seed pudding.
Wait, yeah.
What?
Yes, have some. And I like this because, one, the serving size. You put them in a small cup. You're getting your serving size. You can drop it in your bag. You can put the top on or the lid on, and it's to go.
So what's in it?
Do you make this the night before?
You can have overnight oats, but this is just like oat milk, or you put, I like almond milk, some chia seeds. You can use oatmeal if you want.
Do you put it in a blender or something?
No, no. Sometimes you do, but no. I just put it in the, and I put it in the fridge. I put it all together.
Why is it so sweet?
You can add a little bit of agave. This one has honey. It's a bit of mint, and then mango chopped on the top.
Yummy.
So again, if you're a sweet person, if you're a savory person, because sometimes the sweets can hurt your tummy, a little bit of egg, avocado, chili pepper. This one is a little heartier, but let's say you're going for a longer run, you need something substantial. This is my go-to breakfast, a little feta on top.
Yeah.
So again, give me two options. Yes, go for it.
Have your breakfast, girl.
See, that's right. All right. I think we have another question.
Yes.
And this one is from Ashley. She sent us a video.
Yes, Ashley.
Hi, Allie. I'm Ashley Muhammad from Harlem, New York, and I love experimenting with fashion. I'm noticing that denim is really having a moment right now. What's some of your favorite denim trends?
Oh, denim is a thing.
That's your
thing. We see it from everyone. Alicia Keys had it on her premiere of her Broadway show.
Yes.
You see it on Beyonce. Mix of denim patterns are so important. Get fun, get creative. Denim goes a long way. I love a little Canadian tuxedo.
Yeah,
you do?
Yes, denim on denim. An oversized jacket, oversized jeans. Make sure you play with the hems. You'll see a little slit at the bottom.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, you need to have a different types of hems on all your denim. Cut-off shorts, summer's around the corner. It is spring. I don't mind a little tummy.
Do you live in cut-off shorts?
I do, and I don't mind a little tummy hanging out, honey. The tummy needs to breathe, and I love it. We also have Ashley here to show us kind of like what we put.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
come on, Ashley.
Ashley.
Look at that.
Oh, fab.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you. Wait, how do you feel in this?
I feel I could like run the world.
Yeah, you.
By
look
the way,
like it's
so cute.
You look like a suit. Almost like a suit.
Yes,
right?
I love those jeans
thank
too.
You. Look, she's giving us an all Zara look. Oversized jeans are in. I know at one point we wanted the tight jeans. We wanted to hug us and show all the curves. It's not technically out, but sincerely, oversized, something that's great. A vest. Don't forget the vest. These were back in the early 2000s. They're back in now.
Back again.
In the 2000s. And then in a striped shirt and a tie. She's a boss.
You oh my God, you look awesome.
You are a boss.
Thank you, Ashley.
All right, thank you guys. Coming up next is a special day, and we're celebrating with a fun game after this.
Thank
you. I want that foundation.
I know, take that. I'm having a bite of your egg.
All right, so the UN has declared today, April 23rd, English Language Day. So what better way to celebrate than with one of our classic games?
In other words. And here to host, there's only one person that could host this. That's our girl, Donna.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Okay, this is one of my favorite games. Do you remember this? It's where we put the names of celebs, book titles, movie titles, TV shows, run them through a thesaurus, and then I will give you
like
a new name.
The way your brain works.
I don't remember.
That's comprised of synonyms. You're good at this, Hoda.
Yes, you are.
Jenna, don't worry. You are too.
Thank you.
Okay, so buzz on in if you need a hint.
Are you giving us clues or
yeah, if you need one.
Okay.
This is a TV show. Solely assassinations inside the structure.
Only murders in the building.
Yes.
Jenna, your one brain's now switched.
Okay.
You switched the
I switched
flip.
It on.
You switched the
I
flip.
I said pay attention.
You flipped the switch.
Remember, Steve Martin. Okay.
Good one.
This is a song. Ebony Avian. Do you need a hint? Hoda?
Blackwater.
Blackbird.
Oh, yes.
Blackbird.
Avion.
I get it. It's like you're thinking of an Evian bottle, but it's,
I was thinking
but it's
Evian.
Not it. But
you know what?
I get it.
It's an easy mistake.
I speak Hoda. I get it. Okay. This is, so two for Jenna. This is a movie.
You know, you don't get that one.
Yes, I do.
Brawl Association. Yeah, because she's cool.
Fight Club.
Yes. Hoda, coming back.
Is that weird?
No, okay. I don't remember that, but maybe.
Okay. This is a TV show. Weekend evening, not on tape.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, baby.
Good job.
Right, okay,
right
it's
here.
A tie 2-2.
I didn't see you down low.
This is a person. French Capital Hotel.
Paris Hilton.
Yeah. That was fantastic.
Well, French
nice.
Capital.
Nice,
yeah,
girl. Nice. No, it's not easy.
It's not easy.
From this side, but you did good.
Okay, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, this
it's
is
not
a,
over.
This is a TV show. Affection is sightless. Let me know if you need a clue.
Love is blind.
Oh, yeah, good job. Excellent. Yeah.
I saw that light up.
Excellent.
That was great.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you both get to share the prize, which is you've won an ornamental headdress for a monarch, a.k.a. a crown.
We'll share it.
Isn't that fun, everybody?
It looks like it won't fit our large heads anyway.
Will, but we'll hold on to it. Donna, thank you.
And we'll be back right after this.
It's very hard.
That was cute.
It's coming.
Oh, all right. Merch! We got some merch.
You see it? You want it.
It's soft
so
and
good.
Pink and really cute.
By the way, I love this tee.
Aren't they
cute.
Good?
Real cute.
Okay,
all
so
right.
Don't forget about them. They're a Hoda and Jenna t-shirt and sweatshirt. They're available now. You can just shop in person at the shop at NBC Studios or online. And tomorrow,
Guess Jerry Seinfeld's in the house.
Oh, plus Chef Evan Funky's going to whip up a simple spring meal.
And Jenna's latest book club author, Holly Gramazio, is going to introduce the husband.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, parents, homeschoolers, and teachers. Trusty narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or anytime. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking Educators at whosmarted.com.